Welcome to Leadership Decoded. Here, we provide you practical tips on how to lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're answering a question on where your team should focus: process or outcome. This is quite the debate amongst work teams on where they should focus their time and attention, how work gets done or what work needs to get done. So we're going to break down today the pros and cons of being a process-focused team versus an outcome-focused team, when you should shift or move in one direction or the other. Let's dive in.
This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. So before we get started today, I created something very special for you. My free guide on how to improve team performance. This is going to walk you through the first 3 steps that you should take as a leader when you are either coming into a new team, your team has been shifted, maybe you just need to recalibrate where your team is at. This guide is going to help you through the first 3 steps to identify what you should be doing, where is your team at, and where do you want them to be performance-wise, connection-wise, and the like. So head over to drwilliamramey.com. Download your free guide on how to improve your team performance. So let's dive into the question at hand today. Should my team be focusing on process or should my team be focusing on outcome? And the answer is, it depends. So it sounds like a simple question. The wrong focus, though, is at the wrong time can actually derail performance. One team might stall because you're so stuck in these rigid procedures. And one team might be moving out swift, fast, and in a hurry, but towards the wrong goal, towards the wrong outcome. So understanding what works best when will help you align your team on what they need and to be able to focus on the right thing at the right time. So which is better? It truly does depend. Let's talk about the when and the why and the difference between being process-focused and outcome-focused. A process-focused team prioritizes how the work gets done. What steps to follow? What procedures to take? How should we divide tasks? How are we going to stay coordinated? It's about the processes of work getting done. And through those processes, we'll achieve the desired outcome. That's the intent. So if we focus on how work gets done, how we communicate, how we share information, who's doing what, and divide those tasks up, then work will just happen. The outcome will just occur. As opposed to an outcome-focused team, and an outcome-focused team prioritizes what needs to get done. They're focusing on the end goal. They're focusing on the final result. And what that does, it allows flexibility in how the team gets to the end goal. So they're not so much concerned with process, procedures. They're more concerned with what it is we're here to produce, the outcome we're here to give, what it is we're here to achieve. So in other words, process focus equals means over ends. Outcome focus equals ends over means. Now, what is important about understanding where to focus is that these orientations, they tend to form early on in teams. They form when you have a kickoff conversation to a project, or you have a briefing on a new mission or a new work objective, or they come out in different planning sessions. Either way, they shape how the team is going to act. They shape everything about how your team will collaborate, how your team will communicate, how they'll respond to change. So right away, you want to be aligned on one road or another, either process-focused or outcome-focused, because it's been found that having any focus is better than having no focus. So process or outcome, at least have one or the other is better than having none, because when you have none, it's complete chaos. Some people will naturally gravitate towards how work gets done. Some people will naturally gravitate towards what work gets done. You want to at least have a very clear upfront focus on what it is you're there to achieve, what it is you're there to do, and how you're going to operate as a team. So teams that begin with a clear orientation, a clear alignment of focus, the research has found that they got to work faster, they stayed coordinated, and they were able to deliver better results than teams that were never aligned on doing something. So time and again, multiple research papers have shown alignment on focus matters. But the ideal focus shifts based on your environment. So let's dive a little bit deeper into this topic. Dynamic environments with lots of change, you want to be outcome focused. So when tasks and conditions change, like if you lose critical resources, if you have team members that may be coming in and out mid-project, or you've got timelines that shift because you've got a customer that may or may not know what they need, or a work environment that shifts factors that you cannot control, you're going to want to be outcome focused, because that outcome focused team will shine. Why? You have them thinking at a higher level. They're thinking with something known as strategic flexibility. When they're outcome focused and conditions shift and change, that team will come back and ask themselves, what is it we're really trying to achieve here? They will come back to that foundational start of, we're trying to achieve said outcome. Okay, well, this condition changed. Now this condition changed, how can I still get to that outcome? What's something different we can do? How do I need to adjust? How do we need to shift communication? Or how do I need to shift work assignments in order to overcome the roadblock or obstacle? That big picture thinking allows for that strategic flexibility in how work gets done in order to focus on what needs to be accomplished. So teams move quicker, they move through decisions faster, they tend to be a little bit more creative. Now, if you've got a stable environment with a little change, truly either focus will work, right? So if you have a steady, predictable, consistent work environment, both process and outcome focused teams can succeed. So the key here though is clarity. Teams that align on either how or what tend to coordinate better. They tend to execute more efficiently and effectively than teams without a clear focus. So take a step back and think about your work environment. Now today, we see these wild swings in work environments. Understanding what external factors may impact your work, you know, whether that be political, financial, global shifts in different markets, there is a lot of things that may be out of your control that shift. But if you work in a steady, stable environment that's not impacted by maybe some of these changes, then you'll understand where you need to focus. The third type of environment is when tasks that require precision or procedural quality, you want to lean your team towards process focused. So in theory, if your task depends on the quality of the process, think of things like scientific experiments, medical procedures, surgical teams, legal proceedings. These are very procedural focused environments at work. You're going to want to focus on how work gets done, because the outcome is there to be achieved, but it's the process that you have to have that rigor attached with and that reliability on time and time again. You can't skip a step in a surgery. You can't potentially skip a step in a scientific experiment, because you won't know what worked or didn't when you go back to recreate that experiment. You can't cut a corner in a legal proceeding and make a presumption, right? So you need to be more focused on, did the process of working produce the outcome that we desired? And if not, you go back and look at that process. So we would think about choosing the right focus for your team. Think of it like this. If your team environment is fluid, if it's fast changing, start with an outcome focus. Prioritize the goal. Give people a very clearly defined end state. a very clearly defined objective of what needs to get done. And then the team will adjust the path to get there being outcome focused. Give them the space to make decisions. Give them the autonomy that they need. Empower them to determine how work is going to get done. Give them the autonomy that they need. They'll surprise you with what they're able to accomplish as they run towards that end goal and outcome. And if your team environment's stable and routine, process focus can help build efficiency and consistency. Outcome focus can help build a focus on adaptability. Just make sure that you don't let the process become the goal or the goal become the process and vice versa. Stay stable. Stay flexible to what the situation calls for. And no matter what the situation, don't skip the conversation. The conversation is key. Bring your team together. Understand what needs to get done, how things need to get done. Get their input. Ask them if they're confident in their policies and procedures and way of doing business. Ask them if they need to have a change or a shift in how work gets done. Teams that begin with no focus consistently underperform. Take 30 minutes to bring your team together and give them the priority. Give them that. Seek their perspective. Seek their understanding. Seek their input on what should be the focus, process, or outcome. Have the conversation about the environment and what may change. Give them the why, give them the purpose, and let them come up with the focus. Just make sure everybody can live with it. It's clear, it's connected, and you can move forward together. So your team doesn't need to choose between structure or vision necessarily. It needs the right focus at the right time. You can start every project. You can start every endeavor. You can relook at your operations management and think about what type of environment am I in? What type of focus does my team need? Match them up and move forward. Do we need to be more adaptable? Do we need to be more consistent? Do we need to have more rigor in process? Do we need to be more creative? Think about that and apply it so that your team is aligned on a focus. And because teams that perform best, they're not always filled with the smartest people. They're not always filled with the best performers, just like athletic teams, right? But the teams that perform the best are the ones that are aligned on the focus. They're the ones that are aligned on what needs to get done or how needs to get done, and they're working in tandem, they're working together. So at the very least, if your team is in chaos, pick a lane and move forward and start there. Don't forget to go over and download your complimentary free guide on how to improve team performance. You can find that at drwilliamramey.com. It will help you get started. It'll help you recalibrate where your team is at today and where you need them to be. Take what you learned from today's episode of Focus, pair it with that guide, and you'll be able to move out and start shifting your team the direction that they need to go, and you'll be amazed at the positive, productive performance that you'll get from them. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. If you liked our episode, enjoyed our episode, got value out of our episode, drop us a like, give us a comment, download it, and share it with your fellow leaders so that everybody has the opportunity to learn and lead at their very best. If you want to keep the conversation going, reach out to me at LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or on Instagram at WillRamey1. I'd be happy to have a conversation with you and help you work through your leadership challenges. Thanks for tuning in today, and I'll see you the next time you press play.